I am not a public speaker, so bear with me. What I have to say today is not a claim that I have fully grasped the concept of trusting God. It is something that I have to determine every day. Some days are easier than others, but God is not finished with me yet. I still have a lot of growth to happen. My story is to show how God is growing me up to trust Him more. As I go through my story, maybe you can see the same hand of God moving in different ways in your own life and circumstances. Unless otherwise stated, my scripture references are all from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible. In 1977, I will begin my story when I was living in Lincoln, Nebraska, and had just been baptized. After I was first baptized, I tried all the time to live a good Christian life on my own power. I found myself many times crying and literally in physical pain because I was so stressed trying to live this way. Like the scripture in Psalm 130, verse 1, "Out of the depths I cry to thee, O Lord." About a month after my salvation, I gave up and stopped trying to be righteous. God took this burden from me. Our Heavenly Father often allows us to encounter things that make us see our need of Him, and we realize we can't face life's difficulties alone. I was trying to be righteous by my own will and by my own power. Satan was trying to convince me that I was not good enough for God to save me. When I finally committed all of my life and my trust to God, all that stress and pain and burden was lifted. I no longer was self-righteous. I am now righteous with God's free gift of righteousness. Christ died for us while we were still sinners. He accepted us just as we are. He did not expect us to be perfect before He would save us. After we are saved, He can help us with our behavior problem if we let Him. Some scriptures that helped me are Psalm 55, verse 22. "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." Psalm 84, verse 12. "O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in Thee." Psalm 31, verse 14. "But I trust in Thee, O Lord. I say, Thou art my God." In 1981, I decided to buy a house for the very first time, and that was a very scary thing to do. I had to let go of control of my finances and trust God to provide a way for me to pay my bills. I had always thought that I could handle this on my own. As long as I had a job and money in the bank to fall back on for a few months if I lost my job, then I could always look for a new job. This was before I had any real debt, and the job market was better back then. I remember one time when I did not know how I was going to pay my electric bill. But then I received a check in the mail for $50 as an excess in my escrow. God provided this amount at the right time. One of my favorite scriptures is Philippians 4:19. "And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in Christ Jesus." Notice that it says need, not want. Also, in Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34, reminds us to trust God for food and clothing. So I tell you, don't worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food, drink, and clothes. Doesn't life consist of more than food and clothing? Look at the birds. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in barns because your Heavenly Father feeds them, and you are more valuable to Him than they are. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Of course not. And why worry about your clothes? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't He more surely care for you? You have so little faith. So don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and He will give you all you need from day to day if you live for Him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. And that was from the New Living Translation. Also in Proverbs 3, verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight." A few years later, in 1987, I decided to move to Kansas City. I found a job in downtown Kansas City for a six-month contract and put my house in Lincoln up for sale. I lived in the suburbs and rode the bus to work. I attended the Church of Christ in Overland Park. Toward the end of the 6 months, I was getting very scared because my house had not sold yet, and I did not know if my employment contract was going to be renewed. Sometimes the Lord allows us to go through experiences when we cannot see His hand at work on our behalf or sense His purpose. These times prompt us to trust Him. This experience required more trust in God than I had needed when I first bought the house. This was because my job was for only a six-month contract. And not only did I have a house payment, I also had a lease for an apartment and was paying rent. I was so distressed that I remember crying on my way home from work each day. Finally, in the fifth month, God brought a buyer for the house and allowed the contract at work to be renewed. He stretched my faith as far as I was able to handle it. But God's timing is always perfect. We might not know the solution to our problems, but God has a plan, and He will complete it in His time, not ours. More scriptures helped. Isaiah 26, verse 4. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. In Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. During my years in Kansas City, I became very close with one of the ladies in my church. And since we were both single, we spent a lot of time together. Even though she was 20 years older than me, we had many interests in common. When she passed away, I grieved deeply. One Sunday in the middle of church service, I heard a voice speaking to me. "Everything will be all right if you just trust me." I looked around me to see if anyone else heard the voice. But no one else appeared to have heard it. I knew this must have been God speaking. Yes, out loud to me. I don't speak much about this because I sometimes think that no one would believe me. But it did happen. And maybe God thought this was the only way He could get my attention since I was grieving so much. God uses whatever means He knows will be the most effective to get our attention back on Him and not our problem. Last month, when I was reading in my devotional book, the readings in Psalms chapters 121 through 127 made me look back on my life and see where God had helped me through difficult times. I had a great desire to share these things with others. The following are short paraphrases for these chapters. Read the entire chapters for yourself to get the full benefit. Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8. My help comes from the Lord. The Lord keeps or preserves His children. This protection occurs all the time, day and night. In Psalm 122, verses 1 through 9. The place of worship houses the presence of the Lord. Psalm 123, verses 1 through 4. We should experience the presence of God every day. In Psalm 124, verses 1 through 8, the Lord is on our side. He rescues us from trouble or helps us get through it. The Lord gives us emotional strength when it seems we cannot take any more. Our Heavenly Father provides all our spiritual needs. Psalm 125, verses 1 through 5. There is eternal stability in Christ for those who trust in Him. Psalm 126, 1 through 6. We are blessed by God and we are to be a blessing to others. And Psalm 127, verses 1 through 5. We are to live our lives empowered by the Lord. In 1998, I purchased a house and things went well for a while. In 2004, I was working at Sprint and was laid off. I had to trust God to find a way for me to make ends meet. It took me 11 months before I found a job, and God waited until nearly all my financial resources were used up before He had me hired to work for Argus Health Systems. After I found a job, I then put my house up for sale because the job was for only a 6-month contract, and I did not want to be stuck with a house payment when I did not know how long the job would last. This again was when I had to put my trust in God to get through it. I don't remember being stressed during this time. I must have had people praying for me, and there's more scriptures that helped me. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will also provide a way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. This meant for me the temptation to worry. In 1 Peter 5 through 7, cast all your anxieties in Him, for He cares for you. During the time I was unemployed, my stepmother had a stroke and spent weeks in the Denver hospital. I spent 10 days with my dad in Denver to provide moral support. When my stepmother was released, she and my dad lived in assisted living facilities in Burlington, Colorado, and then in Goodland, Kansas. A couple of years later, it became apparent that she needed more care, so Dad had to find a nursing home for her. My dad was living on the farm by himself and driving 180-mile long round trips 3 times a week to see her. When I visited him in the summer of 2006, I could tell that he needed me to be closer so that I could visit him more often. I made the decision to move, and he suggested Hayes because I would have a better chance of getting a job here than I would in Goodland. So after living in the Kansas City area for around 20 years, I moved here to Hayes in January of 2007. If I had not gone through my period of unemployment and relying on God, which strengthened my trust in God, I would not have had enough courage to make the move to Hayes. God used this event to grow me up more to trust Him deeper. I had given my resignation at work, but one of my co-workers suggested I see if I could work remote as a contractor. I talked to my supervisor, and she said she would have a better chance of getting me to work remote if I were an employee instead of a contractor. So I withdrew my resignation, which she had not acted upon yet, and she was able to get approval for me to work remote. Again, clearly God was guiding the whole situation. It would be a trial period for 3 months. I planned on moving in April when the weather was nice, but when I checked with my apartment complex, they said that the best they could do was to change my year lease to a 6-month lease. This meant that I had to be out of my apartment by the end of January. So I had to move during the last week of January. I got my remote status renewed, several times before my supervisor was able to establish it permanently. A month later, she quit Argus and found a job somewhere else. We then had a change of management, and I found out that if I had waited until April to move to Hayes, then my remote status would not have been made permanent because the new management was not allowing any additional people to work remotely. Since my remote status had already been made permanent, I was able to keep working in this capacity. I look back on this and can see God's foresight and timing. I see His hand was working through all of this, and it leaves me in awe. If I had followed the logical path of moving in April while waiting for my status to be made permanent, I would have been in a mess and without a job. But it was God's timing and grace that forced me out to Hayes in January, and His placing my supervisor for a short time just to establish my position and opening the door for me while closing it behind me. Finally, after several more management changes, my remote status was in jeopardy. I was laid off in March of 2011, and again, I had to trust God to provide a way for me to pay my bills. I knew He had a plan, and I prayed He would help me recognize what it was. As stated in Jeremiah 11, the following was given to the exiles in Babylon. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and future. After I became a Christian, God gave me peace of mind during times of unemployment. I did not have this peace during other times of losing my job. This time, I was not frantic. I didn't fear the loss of food, shelter, or future jobs. And I knew that God would supply me. Because of the previous time of being jobless and seeing God bring things together seemingly at the last minute, I knew He was doing the same this time. During my months of unemployment, I was able to spend 10 days with Dad when he had to go to Denver for surgery. If I had been employed, it might have been difficult to get off work. After my unemployment payments ran out, I found a job at Walmart, even though it was considered part-time, since they only scheduled me to work 32 hours a week. I was old enough to file for Social Security, but God protected my job at Argus until I reached this age. If I had lost it before this, then I wouldn't have been able to file until reaching 62. Here again was God's hand at work in my life. After I had worked for 1 year at Walmart, I was able to participate in the group health insurance plan offered at Walmart. I had been on COBRA from my job at Argus. My COBRA was running out about the time I was able to sign up for insurance offered by Walmart. Here again was God's hand at work. He let me find a job at Walmart at the right time and with a company that offered this benefit for its part-time employees. Because of events in my life, good and bad, I have learned to trust God as my provider. All jobs and skills that I have are gifts from Him. I'm so much less of a worrier now. The Lord put Psalm 46:10 on my heart while I was in Nebraska and continues to take my worries and burdens. And Psalm 46:10 is, "Be still and know that I am God." Also in John 14:27, Jesus said to His disciples, "I am leaving you a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid." And this is in the New Living Translation. When I pray to God, it is so personal and intimate, I many times can't help from crying. The idea that God not only listens to me, but also personally speaks to my heart, and even once out loud, in ways just for me, is so touching beyond words. Trusting God is the key to a life filled with inner peace. My dad passed away in 2012 after fighting with cancer, but God helped me through it. For the past 3 or 4 years, I have not had major events in my life to stretch my faith, but the recent devotional readings in the chapters in Psalms 121 through 127 led me to reflect on all the ways God has been moving in my life. This gives me greater faith to trust Him for any future challenges I might encounter. I know that many of you are facing or have faced more difficult situations than I have encountered in my life. But I hope what I have said has helped you see that God is there to help you. I hope all of you may experience the peace of God that He has let me enjoy. It is one of the priceless gifts God gives. God doesn't always take away our difficulties, but if we trust Him, He will help us through them. I'd like to end with a poem, one amongst many I wrote when I accepted Christ's sacrifice for me and after I was baptized. It's called Serving the Lord. To serve the Lord in a better way, to Him we must our worries give. Allow control to be fully His, so a richer life we can live. To help others know the Lord, to them we must an example be. Grow more like Christ every day, so that Christ living in us they may see. When we ask from God above, many blessings we will receive, and every need will be met if we will only just believe.
You've been listening to Testimony Sunday at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.